Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!
And totally not in a sketchy way at all.
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
Sometime tonight. Pink and Sheryl Crow and...
The script.
Kid Cut Up at Dodger Stadium. Do we want to talk about the adventure first? So tonight's van was a car, a train, and a shuttle?
Yeah, a bus.
A bus. And then on the way back was a bus, and then because traffic was so shitty, there was no train, and so we took a very fascinating ride back to where the car was.
With a sketch, totally not an Uber or Lyft, totally not a taxi driver taxi.
Yeah, I would call it probably a bootleg rideshare.
It's a dude hanging out in the parking lot. I said, hey, you need a taxi? And he did not have a taxi.
But we got there.
I was impressed that we got there. I was pretty sure we were gonna not get there. I was
we
like,
still got all our kidneys.
I didn't see an axe anywhere, so you know.
It was fine.
So tonight's van has been fascinating. All right, so the show.
The show was great.
Well,
overall,
parts of it were great.
I thought Kid Cut Up was fun.
He was absolutely fun. He was absolutely technically talented. I hate DJs who play 15 seconds of a song and then mix it into 15 seconds of the next song, who mix into 15 seconds of the next song. It fucking drives me nuts. Play the fucking song. Other than that, he was great.
He did a bunch of cool mashup stuff.
A lot of sing-along stuff.
He mashed up Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, I think?
Yeah.
And Kiss's I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night.
Was that what the other song was?
Yes.
I couldn't even tell.
So fucking angry about that. Like, every piece of goodwill that he had managed to earn, even being annoying, ended.
But it was nice. He was basically there playing for the set changes.
Yeah.
So he would be playing in between the bands and kind of the war, so you're not just sitting there doing nothing.
It was a lot more fun than, like, the usual house sound thing. So.
Yeah. He kept the crowd hyped and like, dancing between the sets, and that was fun.
He ended way too early before Pink.
Yeah. He was excellent for crowd energy. Like, for what they hired him for, he was very good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't care for his style.
Yeah.
A lot of it was 80s stuff, which
was annoying.
Yeah.
Was fun.
So then,
the script.
The script.
So, we're from Dublin. Yes, sorry. In my mind, all Dublin is Ireland. unless you're in New Hampshire. So they're from Dublin, Ireland, and the second, the co of that band recently died.
Oh.
It used to be Danny, the lead singer, and this other guy whose name has fallen out of my head. I am so sorry, dead man.
Daddy doesn't care.
Yeah. And Danny was a vocal coach on The Voice UK seasons 1 and 2.
Okay.
And the band itself was founded in like 2001,
I think you said.
2001, yeah. And I had never heard of them before.
Yeah, none of us had ever heard of them before.
Although the cute little couple on the shuttle on the way to Dodger Stadium said it was their favorite band.
They were going to see them because it was their favorite band, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I can't... They must be wallpaper paste.
They looked a little wallpaper paste.
Because, frankly, the script was supercharged meh.
They were very good at what they did.
They were just not actually interesting.
And what they did was pap.
Yeah.
I liked his shiny jacket.
Sure.
His shiny jacket was very nice.
And then he took the shiny jacket off so he could put on his Dodgers jersey because he lived in L.A. for 2.5 years, and this is the homecoming to him.
Get
out of my town.
Patch feels very proprietary about Los Angeles, apparently.
No, just... it was so pandery. It was... I was a little salty at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, you were.
And then, I decided I didn't really care about them enough that I went wandering around Dodger Stadium looking for food, so...
Yeah, you were gone a long time.
The place is not small.
No. But we had great seats. We were on the top deck, which is, you know, way the fuck up there, but they were still great seats.
Yeah, really we were direct. We were pretty much directly across from the stage.
Yeah, we were
marvelous.
Just left of home plate, and what a great spot! And the shuttle dropped us off
right
outside the top deck.
Yeah.
So it was super easy.
It was
getting there.
If only the trains ran on Sunday after midnight. Longer than, you know, after 12:01 midnight.
Yeah.
It would have worked out perfectly.
But... All right, so then Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
Sheryl Crow.
That was amazing.
Yeah, she's been fucking tastic.
So now, like, this year, I have seen Melissa Etheridge, I have seen Jewel, and I have seen Sheryl Crow, and I feel somewhat complete.
We're still missing Alanis.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the full Lilith Ferris experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, what is there? What is there to say about Sheryl Crow other than
she was fucking amazing?
She's fucking Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. She does not seem to have lost any talent for age.
No.
She was funny.
Yeah.
Her banter was just enough, not too much.
Personable. Lovely.
Yeah.
She was energetic. She
the skirt was fabulous.
Yeah. Sure, she has style.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved it. I was very happy.
Yeah.
I had not realized until like last week when I was like, who's opening for Pig? I'm like, wait, Sheryl Crow?
Same.
Wait, what? I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, we'd awesome. Have gone to see a Sheryl Crow show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good.
It was really good.
And then
Kid cut up again.
Yeah.
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 Who apparently ran out of music?
I don't know. I think also, like, when he's up there, there has to be light, and I think they wanted to make everything dark so they could finish doing, like, the aerial setup and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. And then Pink.
Well, and I think also the other part is they actually have to clear his full system and everything off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's on the stage on the front, apron. So they got to get him out of there so that they can, you know, prep the rest of everything.
Sure. Okay.
And there had to be a glitch or something because it took a while.
Yeah.
A lot of sad.
Well, and also I think Pink is kind of at this moment testing out everything to see what she wants to do and what she doesn't want to do because she injured herself, what, 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
Something like
in
that.
In Vegas. That was a very interesting wrap on her leg.
It looked just like K-tape.
Yeah, it was just K-tape on the front. She had nothing wrapped around on the back.
But it was interesting. Like, I wouldn't have even seen it really, except in cut some of the lighting, and then it partially covered just a teeny bit of her tattoo.
Not at the beginning. It got readjusted somewhere through the show.
Okay. Anyway, wow. She came out hard.
Injury or not.
It did not affect her performance at all.
No. Yeah.
That woman is an athlete.
Dancing and skipping in those shoes. I mean, doing a full aerial show with a mic, singing, spinning upside down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, she's got backup singers and everything to fill in gaps up there.
But still.
But.
No, she's an athlete and an artist and she's fucking amazing.
I adore everything about Pink.
And she fucking flew.
Yeah.
That was just awesome.
That blew my fucking mind.
Her finale was in a full, like, twisting aerials rig, flying around Dodger Stadium, like from the stage out over the crowd, all the way out to the balconies and the top deck.
Yeah, it's like everywhere. So you know the aerial camera for the NFL pulley system.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked her up to that.
Yeah.
And
I was terrified the entire time.
I was like,
oh shit, please let her be okay. Please let her be okay.
Oh, they would not let her do that if there were any possibility.
I was so worried.
I look at that going, I want to do that.
I spent the whole time going, oh my God, that looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was so worried something was going to go wrong.
No, that was awesome.
But like
she played every song I wanted to hear except I think one.
I think I got all the ones I wanted.
I would have had to have known what was a Pink song and what isn't. I know logically that I enjoy Pink's music and I enjoy Pink in general, but I couldn't tell you anything about her music. It's not music that I necessarily seek out.
Mm. The second song she played was my favorite song, and so I was like, well, I guess I could go home now, but I'm going to stay.
I mean, it's a long walk. Yeah. I wasn't going anywhere.
Right. No, I was happy to stay. I liked the slow interlude in the middle there. I love how much she adores her entire team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the crowd. Yeah. Like, she fucking loves everything that she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a joy to watch.
So much fun on stage and just having fun. She's doing all these, you know, acrobatics and aerials and dancing. And, like, at some point in every bit of the routine, she's going up to her, you know, her band or her dancers and, like, doing things with them and having little inside jokes of things on stage that they're just, like, messing with each other.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
We got to see both of her kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was so awesome. Her daughter, I knew her daughter has a wonderful voice. I've heard her sing before.
One Take Willa.
Oh, my God.
That was
amazing.
Yeah. Yes, that kid can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has composure and... Yeah.
It was fascinating to watch the audience because... When she said that her daughter was going to sing, the audience cheered really loudly. But when the kid appeared on stage, the audience was really quiet. And I think everybody was afraid of overwhelming the child. I know I was. I didn't want to, like, shout and scream. And I wanted also to hear the child singing.
She has an amazing voice. She's actually done stuff with Pink before. They did a duet with, I don't know if it was Ladysmith Black Mambazo, but it was a similar band.
Oh, really?
They did this really cool, I'll have to look it up. I do not have enough details. It's like I'm talking about fiction or something. but it was really cool. And so I was aware of her voice already, but it was wonderful to see her live. And yeah, her composure was just fucking awesome.
It was really interesting because they didn't put a spot on the child. They had a spot on...
Calling her the child.
Sorry.
Willa.
They
it's
had
Willow, but yeah.
Willow, yeah. They had a spot on the guitarist, they had a spot on Pink, but they didn't have a spot on Willow. And I found that really interesting.
I don't think she came in and started at the beginning of the song.
She didn't.
She came out midway.
She came out midway.
But at the end, the three of them were in a line. It was Pink, Willow, and the guitarist. And the spots were on the guitarist and Pink.
Gotcha.
And, but, I mean, you could see her just fine because she was just outside the spots of both of them.
Yeah.
I didn't see a problem with it. She didn't need to be spotlit. And why would you do that?
Because...
To that poor kid. Don't. No.
Yeah, if you're not a paid professional, don't blind them.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Her son coming out and stealing all of her candy was awesome.
Yes.
It was very cute.
Because, well, so she did this little bit with her music director, and piano player Jason, where he gets to pick a song that has something vaguely to do with Pink, and play it, and she has to sing whatever it is, pat, like, huh? on the spot. And she has to guess what it's going to be.
Go ahead.
And, and she guessed right this time, which means Jason had to give her candy. And she was saying that this is the only place in the world that she can get candy, and her kids don't take it from her because she's on stage and she has security.
And then her son ran out.
And she's like, hey, I had security. Anybody here looking for a security job? It was very cute. Very fun.
Yeah, her onstage banter is just fun. It's like, oh, Anne, okay, and then we're talking about that. Okay, yes.
Okay, good talk.
Good talk.
Yeah, she's such a wonderful personality, such a wonderful presence, such a wonderful athlete and singer and artist, and good God, it was really an amazing, amazing, amazing show. Like, I'm stunned and flabbergasted.
The choreography was
really
beautiful to
watch. I'm curious how much they had to adjust for her knee.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, the show was really a full multimedia experience.
Yeah.
Right? There were video screens, and there were effects happening on the video screens live.
Yeah.
Have a hunch they didn't have to change much about things in the show.
I'm just thinking choreography for her, specifically.
But even there, like, she may have an injured leg, but she is running and skipping in, like, big, huge heeled boots. It didn't slow her down.
No, yeah, not at all.
She was still doing the aerial stuff where she was hanging from her knees.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I really want to know, before this tour, did she always do a bunch of aerial stuff?
Yes.
As an aerials artist? Because obviously she's got some practice at
It's one of her things. It's part of her shtick.
Yeah.
So, absolutely would see her again.
Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That was an amazing show.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Really magnificent.
So, yeah, that was good.
So. And now we're all exhausted.
Yes. I've been Twisted Cat.
This is Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
Get in the van!
I'm tired.
Or bus.
Or bus, or train. Or sketchy... weird ride share.
Those aren't pillows.